Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to another episode of Pittsburgh News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
I'm Charles Stockhausen. And what you said, another. It sounded like, you know, you weren't too excited for this episode, Ryan. You excited for this?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Hyped?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good, because I'm glad. We have a lot of awesome things to talk about today. But before any of that, talk about our sponsor, Ryan.
Yes, it is Magicians.
Wow, Magicians.
Yep. Last week we had Leprechauns. This week we got Magicians.
Well, so what are Magicians offering us for the sponsorship this week?
Free magic tricks. Maybe put you in a box and split you in half.
Well, if I know anything about anybody, people love getting split in half. So, Magicians, thank you very much for sponsoring this episode. Get yourself some magic stuff from the magic store, wherever that may be. Mostly in Southside, I think is the only one. But speaking of magicians, not really, but possibly. I don't know who Gary Clark Jr. is. Assume he's not a magician, though. But it does say entertainment. Possibly a segue happening. March 20th, 2019, of course, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Benham Center, 7th Street and Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s, of course, because if it was happening anywhere else, it wouldn't be Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Ever since 2010, when Gary Clark Jr. wowed audiences with electrifying live sets everywhere from the Crossroads Festival to Hollywood Historic Hotel Cafe, his modus operandi has remained crystal clear. I listened to... sorry, I gotta clear my voice for this. I listen to everything, so I want to play everything. The revelation that this Austin-born virtuoso, guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter finds himself just as much as Emagulation and his myriad influences and inspirations. I can read Emagulation and myriad, but I can't, whatever. anyone who gravitated towards Clark's 2011's Bright Lights EP heard both The Evolution of Rock and Roll and A Savior of Blues. The following year's full-length debut, Black and Blue, spelled B-L-A-K and B-L-U, you know, different, crazy, illuminated Clark's vast spectrum. Please come here. Oh, sorry. Please Come Home is reminiscent of Smokey Robinson's While Ain't It Missing Around. Recalls Sly and the Family Stone. Okay, I can't do this. Wow, I can't read today. Ryan?
Yes, continuing. 2014's double disc, Gary Clark Jr. live projected in 3D by adding palpable dimension and transcendent powers. Songs soared and drifted from the epic psychedelic blues of When My Train Comes In to his anthemic hip-hop rock crunch calling card, Bright Lights. And all the way down to the deep, dark, muddy water of When the Sun Goes Down. And Gary Clark Jr. is both the past and the future. Hard-driving riffs mixed with unexpected restraint. And when he signs, light, sweet, and resonant. And that quote is from Time Magazine. And Gary Clark Jr. was born in the wrong era. In the 1960s or 70s, he could have easily have forged a career as a first-rank guitar hero, a Texan blues rocker. Who, that sounds like one heck of one awesome musician.
Of course.
Who can step on any stage and bring the place down with a searing guitar solo. Oh, man, if I had, like, a legit electric guitar that's not an acoustic. Oh, man.
Most electric guitars aren't acoustic.
I have an acoustic. It's,
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, though, if you had an electric guitar, you don't have to say if I had an electric car that wasn't acoustic. Just saying.
I have an amplifier for it.
All right, well, then there we go.
Yep. In 2019, Clark is an exceedingly rare figure, a bluesman who has a major label recording contract and a worldwide audience. Once he has built by tearing up stage after stage, show after show, on this land, his third major label studio album, his songwriting has caught up with his playing. It has something to do with experience, and it has a lot to do with America in 2019. Where division, frustration, and seething anger can use an outlet with the historical resonance and emotional depth of the blues. This Land, the most important song Clark has ever written. The Land, the album, ranges from from Delta blues to dub reggae, sax style, soul anthems, and prince-like epics, capturing Clark's promise at a mind-blowing level. And Gary has managed to do something really impressive for anyone who's gifted on guitar, and is often the subject of celebrity comparisons. He continued to innovate his own sound, rebelling against the possibility of being pinned down to a genre or style. On his latest album, This Land, Gary delivers an impressive musical range that incorporates punk, soul, and even hip-hop. And not only is the music impactful, but so is what Gary has to say.
You copy and pasted so much. Why don't you just pick, like, the good parts?
I know. I'm sorry. This is something I just did quickly because I totally forgot to plan the radio show until, like, 20 minutes ago.
Look, again, I mean, it's all fine because I don't really help with this. But it's just so much.
I know.
So let's take a break from that, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about something that was amazing, right?
Yes.
I think it's one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parades. How was your weekend? How was your St. Patty's Day, Ryan? Let's talk about that a little bit.
I mean, I was at home, so.
Home? Like home or like Yorktown home?
I was at home.
Oh, I mean, that's cool. What'd you do at home? You find some leprechauns?
I wish I did, but I unfortunately did not.
No leprechauns? Did you find any rainbows? Pots of gold? Lucky charms?
I wish I found a pot of gold.
Green eggs or ham?
I wish I don't wish for green eggs and ham.
Why?
I'm not exactly a fan of green eggs or ham.
Do you not like eggs or ham?
Oh, I like eggs or ham, but I don't want them to be green.
Why?
This is not Dr. Seuss's book.
Wow, somebody's a very non-believer in imagination. You just put some food color in there, and it's perfect. I had purple eggs and ham once.
Seriously?
Yeah. You literally just put purple food dye in your eggs or your ham, and you're good. It doesn't taste any different. Mm. You can be like, I ate purple eggs and ham. God.
All right.
Anyway, let's talk about releasing our new Explorer story behind our clutter. This one I think I can do because it's probably not as long. Might not be as hard.
Yeah, you're good on this one. This one's the shorter one.
Thanks, man. I'm glad that we're just saying I'm stupid today. But that's fine. I said it first. Anyway, March 21st, 2019, 11:30 to 1 p.m. Fairmont Hotel, Pittsburgh, 510 Market Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15222s, of course, again. So, Lane is a best-selling author and board-certified professional organizer. Her company, Organization Lane, helps helps residential business and student clients clear out the clutter and become better managers of their time and space. She's also the president of National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals. That's a long title for an organization. It's shortened down to NAPO, though. So, and a member of the Institute for Challenging Disorganization, a group that is dedicated to educating professional organizers in the area of chronic disorganization. Wow, they make this seem like it's a disease. Her recently released book, Ask the Organizer, is an Amazon bestseller. So she releases it just on Amazon then? Curious. Anyway, guests are provided a light lunch and dessert. Tickets are $30 or $100 for the series of four luncheons. Okay, I was going to say, I thought you had like an option of $30 or $100. Mm-hmm. Makes sense now. Yeah. Registration is online at bethlehemhaven.org/release-and-renew or by phone at 412-391-1348, extension 224, if you really want to call that right now, or go to the website. Probably the website because you're on your computer listening. The Helping Women helps the World Lecture Series brings together women from around the region to meet and be inspired by some of the most dynamic leaders in our community. Proceeds for the series event, Bethlehem Haven's programs and supportive services for homeless women.
Whew.
It sounds like what is that? Oh, gosh, what is it? Like a CBS special? It seems like a CBS special.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a CBS KDK special.
Yeah, there we go.
And we just lost the live mic because the computer restarted.
Yeah, it's okay. Who needs a live mic? Oh, yeah, listen to that Microsoft or Windows turn on. It's
Apple.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. So anyway, let's continue on to the next one. Is the cue ball Get Your Heart On. Wow, this is very provocative in a way. Anyway, March 23rd, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., HIP at the Flashlight Factory. Never heard of the Flashlight Factory.
Neither have I.
That's I didn't know you could have a lot of different flashlights. I'm kind of intrigued now. Then again, I guess there's the Mattress Factory. So do they just produce flashlights? Maybe.
Hip at the Flashlight Factory.
Yeah, we'll figure that out after this article. We'll have that up there so we can talk about it. 831 West Avenue or West North Avenue. That doesn't never eat. What?
This doesn't look like a factory at all. It looks like a nice ballroom.
It's a ballroom? That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it was like a pretty nice ballroom.
I guess it's all lit by flashlights, though.
I guess. I've never been to this place, so I can't say.
Anyway, so Quantum Theater. Oh, it's Quantum Theater. Oh, wait, no. Quantum Theater is probably sponsoring or organized the event. Because Quantum Theater invites you to explore the enduring power of love, the impish forest of Shakespeare's lovers, the hazy dens of the 1960s, and the dark ether of the future. Invite guests to experience love in all of its forms for an evening of intimate performance among confidants and courtesans. All right, well, this seems like a swingers kind of ball. I digress. That's probably not. Don't take my word for that. VIPs will delight in the joyful sounds of the Afro-Yaku Music Collective. Discover entrancing and ephoral performances. Enjoy exquisite food from Kate's Remains Black Radish Kitchen. That sounds dope. And imbibe specially crafted cocktails. All right, you're using just a lot of fancy language to lose fancy hand. You're making me stutter. Using a lot of fancy language just to use fancy language. VIP tickets are $250. 8 to 11 p.m., however, Cube will turn a blind eye as we dance the night away with DJ Big Phil and Quantum's own unique nod to the dizzying and euphoric powers of love. Tickets include drinks and dessert. Dance party tickets are $50, $60 at the door. Attire, what gets your heart on? Come as you are, come as you're not. Love is love, is love, is love, is love.
Love is love, is love, is love.
Yes, yeah, still that. This event, man, it's sounds lovely.
Yep.
If you want to go find someone, not go on Tinder though. This is probably the place for you to go, or Bumble, or whatever dating app you use. Or if you don't use a dating app, if you just want to go someplace and get your heart on, you know, this is the place to go. And,
yeah.
Know, especially at a flashlight factory, I bet they give away free flashlights.
Yeah. Or I'll read this next one. This one's really short. You got the Rainforest Adventure.
I love the Rainforest and Adventures.
I love both of them too. It's in the same boat as you, Charles. It is March 23rd and 24th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the National Aviary, 700 Arch Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. The website is www.aviary.org. So just go to aviary.org and you'll find information there. Celebrate the rainforest. Learn about its intricate ecosystem and meet beautiful rainforest birds and other rainforest creatures, including Linnaeus' two-toed sloth.
Stop there. Whoa, sloths, right? Best creature. You prefer two-toed or three-toed?
I've heard of both.
You prefer them both. No, you got to pick one. Two-toed or three-toed sloth?
Probably two-toed.
All right. I'm a three-toed sloth kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. One difference is just one toe.
It's a huge difference. That's an extra toe. And a toe, it's a claw. I mean, sloths only have either two claws or three claws. I prefer a three-toed sloth, all right? They're a lot more cuddly. That's all I'm saying. They'll still crush your bones, though.
Yes. You can enjoy fun crafts, activities, and story time with a live bird appearance.
Well, there we go. Birds, sloths, rainforest, crafts, activities, story time.
Here, Charles, what kind of bird do you think is going to appear?
What kind of bird is going to appear? Probably, I don't know, what's a rainforest bird? Like, I know I said I love rainforest, but I don't know any bird. Toucan, probably? There's probably a toucan.
Yep, Senor Toucan.
Yeah, probably Bert Milan, some breakfast cereal for everybody. What other kind of birds are there?
I got a toucan, scarlet macaw.
Oh, macaw. Probably a macaw.
Yeah.
Macaw's pretty good.
Got a harpy eagle.
I like harpies. Never knew they were a real thing, though. I thought they were just a card made up in Yu-Gi-Oh.
I got cassowary, which kind of looks like a weird turkey-looking bird.
Hey, it doesn't love turkey, right? Yeah.
I got king vulture. I'd stay away from him.
Better than a prince vulture.
Yep.
At least he has respect.
Got another toucan. It's a keel-billed toucan. It's a green bill.
Green bill?
Yeah, it's like, it's sort of... Have you ever seen, you remember Dora the Explorer like many years ago?
Yes, I remember Dora the Explorer.
Remember that Senor Toucan?
I don't. Are you sure you're not talking about Go Diego Go?
No.
It could, you know, I mean, same animation, same people, just curious. Yes.
Yeah. But no, anyways, sort of like that. The Aura Bandoa, but yes, that's just to name some birds. Yeah, that's just to name some rainforest birds. And personally, I'd love to run into a toucan.
Yeah?
Yes.
What gets you going with toucans? You gonna take it?
So exotic. Yeah.
You like exotic birds?
Yes, and they have awesome bills.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you like big bills?
Yeah, it's just like something you never see before. Like a normal bird, you just see their small bill.
It's a beak, usually.
Yeah, their small beak.
I was going to say, I feel like what size does a beak or – yeah, what size does a beak become a bill?
I don't know.
They become a president.
The beak is sort of – it's small, but like a bill is like – it's a little bit bigger.
Bill is pretty big, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice seeing something different and exotic.
Veronica could attest to that. Anyway, so we're going to talk about the Beer Gint, March 22nd through March 24th, Heinz Hall, 600 Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s. Colorful musical stories come alive on the Heinz Hall stage as Manfred Honeck leads his own original arrangement of timeless music of Peer Gynt. From the humble peasant village to the troll-infested mountains of Norway, follow Peer Gynt's exploits and adventures as told through the vivid musical language of Edvard Grieg. Lithuanian violinist Julian Racklin, described by the LA Times as the real thing, a true virtuoso with heart of a champion's bearing, returns to perform
Mendelssohn's.
What he said, beloved violin concerto. Rachmaninoff's Caprice Bohemian, a flavorful fantasy of gypsy times and themes. It gets weird because, you know, like thyme, the plant, and then time.
Yeah.
Leaps to life in the PSO's first ever live performance. You like violins? You like orchestras?
I mean, depends on what the event, or depending on what the event is. Yeah. Like,
if this, dude, you're going through troll-infested mountains of Norway.
Yes.
How can you not love that?
That is awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I like the orchestra for this.
Yeah, right. Have you ever seen Trollhunter?
No.
Okay. Norwegian film. It's a found footage film. It is phenomenal. Great film. You should watch it.
All right.
Probably put this music to that movie. It'll be spot on. And that's what I'm going to leave it at. Otherwise, you like music. You like good music. You want to get cultured. You got 4 days to get to Heinz Hall and get yourself a ticket. You won't regret it. You know, it's any concert. There's nothing that can describe the experience of an actual concert or sporting event.
Yes. And next we have the sound series, Medu Mokhtar.
Yeah, that's just not a word.
I'm assuming this is a person.
Yeah, of course it is.
This is March 20th from 8 p.m. to 1 p.m. What the? I don't understand that time frame. But it's happening at the Andy Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. Warhol.org is where you can learn more. The Warhol welcomes Tuareg guitarist Medu Mokhtar and his band, who are originally from a small village in Azawag Desert of Niger. Similar to past sound series, Tuareg bands such as Tino Rewin and Imarhan. Medu's music has been an underground success with an international following. Focus on blending Western blues and rock guitar sensibility with traditional West African polyrhythms. Medu also wrote and starred in the first ever Tuareg language film, Rain the Color Blue with a Little Red in It, a Saharan remake of Prince's Purple Rain, released in 2015. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 and $12 for members and students. Visit Warhol.org or call 412-237-8300 for more.
Another guitarist, more music.
Yeah.
You say that Pittsburgh is boring, everybody. Pittsburgh ain't boring.
No, it's, yeah, Pittsburgh's very culture-based.
I was going to say, listen to the show, and you already are, of course, if you hear this.
Yes.
Tell your friends to listen to the show as well. Mm-hmm. Find things to do on the weekends. I mean, I get it. During the week, you're working. All right, whatever your work schedule is, those, like, 5 days, you can't do anything. But those other 2 days, there's something going on. Go get yourself doing something. Mm-hmm. Don't sit at home. Or sit at home, I mean, but, you know, probably go out and do something first, then sit at home. That way you have something to talk about when you are sitting at home.
Mm-hmm. Next, we got the Oren Evans Birthday Jam.
Love me some birthdays.
Yep. March 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the City of Asylum, 40 West North Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15212. You can go to alphabetcity.org for more. For more than two decades, Oren Evans has made an art form of the unexpected, with more than 25 albums to his credit without ever relying on the support of a major label. Evans has become the model of fiercely independent artists who made a habit of rattling the jazz world's confining cages. That determination has paid off in accolades like topping the Rising Star Pianist category in the 2018 Downbeat Critics Poll. As a daring pianist, Evans combines raw edge vigor and left field nuance into a sound wholly of his own. As an adventurous composer, he traverses stylistic boundaries with abandon, drawing on full throttle swing, deep rooted blues, expressive soul, or bracing excursions into the avant garde. As an audacious band leader, he delights in daring fellow musicians to take bold risks, whether in mutable small group settings or his raucous Captain Black big band. As an inventive collaborator, his projects range from the nerve-rattling collective trio Tar Baby to the latest twist in his never-predictable story, becoming the first new member to join the Bad Plus in the band's nearly 20-year history.
Featured, that all just sounds amazing. Like, all of those band names and everything, and you're going to love it. This bass player, probably the best name I've ever heard.
Featured musicians, Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums.
And then Dwayne Dolphin on bass. That is amazing. What man has the last name?
Dolphin.
Come on, he's playing bass. He's keeping the rhythm of the ocean with his guitar and his dolphin.
That is an awesome name right there.
God, you know what they say? It's not about the size of the wave, but the motion of the ocean. And Dwayne Dolphin knows all about that. And we got special guest Reggie Watkins on trombone. No band is complete without trombone nowadays, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you had to pick, like, a classical instrument to play, or not classical, but, like, you know, you're learning in elementary school, you probably want to go trombone. Right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's just, like, it's the one to go. That or sax. Like, of the brass instruments in which you can learn, those are the ones. Because you can very much make it in any way. You can make jazz, you can make it in rock, you can make it in pop. There's places everywhere for you. Or violin. You can do a little Lindsey Stirling and get up in there. But speaking of creativity, you know, right?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Creativity presents Creatives Hour March 28th, 2019 through at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Beacon Creative Space, 484 Graham Street, Pittsburgh 15222. Have not heard that address yet. We got a new place up in here.
Yep.
So we got Cash Bar, Beer Specials, Chill Music, and Pittsburgh Creatives. That's us. Come mix and mingle and enjoy the vibe, backdrops, and studio lights. Bring your cameras. Follow at Pittsburgh Creative on Instagram to learn more. See you there. That is the perfect, like, little snippet. Like, I'm intrigued. You know, I want to go. There's chill music. There's beer specials. That's the best part. Cash Bar, not so much. But you can mix and mingle and enjoy the vibe.
Yeah.
And you can bring cameras. Cameras.
Yeah.
You can't photograph events on your own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now you get to meet some creatives like us or like other people who are playing trombone or, you know, flute.
Wah, wah, wah. That's a very bad trombone impression. But
you got to get the aw at the end. Kind of like your surfer dude from Sandra, like Sabra. Not Sabra hummus, because that's not just a whole different thing.
But lastly, we got lights, camera, shake your booties.
Yeah, don't say it like that. Come on. It's excitement. It's like lights, camera, shake your booties.
Yes, this is happening March 29th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Heinz Field, 100 Art Rooney Ave, street address line 2. That doesn't make sense.
I guess someone has a template that they didn't fill in there.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, VA 15212. The website is chpgh.ejoinme.org. So you can go there. The Children's Home of Pittsburgh and Lemieux Family Center invites you to dress up and take a stroll down the red carpet as they celebrate the 18th annual signature gala. Lights, camera, shake your booties.
Wow, this is perfect. It's the 18th annual too, so they're legal.
Yep. The old Hollywood glamour scene will come alive with the help of live entertainment from Jason Kendall Productions, auctions, raffles, games, and activities. Celebrity guest appearances, tons of dancing and fun, but most importantly, you. Join to raise funds benefiting hundreds of children and families in need through the following three programs. Child's Way, adoption in the Pediatric Specialty Hospital. And the event will be held in the UPMC Club at H.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Probably at Heinz Field. So they forgot to fill in the second street address line. And then they didn't put it Heinz Field because at H makes zero sense. However, excuse me, go dance, you know? This is like to benefit something as well, so I won't complain about anything here. You're helping kids. You're having a great time. You got entertainment. There's games. There's celebrity guest appearances. I don't know what kind of celebrity is going to be there, but there's going to be celebrities. You better not miss that out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 So, Ryan.
Yes.
We've talked about dancing a lot previously, but we haven't talked about it lately, right? What dance are you going to do to shake your booty for kids?
Oh, maybe I'll go breakdancing.
Breakdancing. How experienced are you in breakdancing?
To be honest, I haven't paid attention to that, but if I had to guess...
If I haven't paid attention... What do you mean you haven't paid attention to it?
Sometimes I just go, like, do random stuff.
You do random... So you're like a B-boy. Is what you're doing.
Yeah. If I had to guess, probably average.
Average? What do you mean by average? Are you an average breakdancer?
That's just how awesome, but if my skill level, probably pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yes, I'm not going to do that here because this is radio and not video, so people can't see it.
I don't know, man. I feel like I could describe the action pretty well. If we could see some moves, there's a lot of space. There's a chair for a prop. It's either that or I start to make things up. Like, all right, here we go. Ryan's getting up. Oh, he's going left, right. He's got this swagger to him. It's a perfect swagger. He's you know, shaking a little high, low. He does a backflip, lands on his head perfectly, begins a spin. No hands, may I point out. No cardboard either. This man has a dome of steel, and he's going. This is at least a 720 at this point. Now a 960, and he's gonna do a kick, back kick up down to his feet. He takes a bow, sits back in his chair. Ryan, how you feel? You don't seem out of breath either. You must be doing this a lot.
Oh, no, man. I just go do it all.
Just do it all. Just do the do.
Yes.
Yeah, you a Mountain Dew kind of guy?
Yes, but I do be careful with that. So.
Do be careful with that? What do you mean, do be careful with that?
If you drink too much, you might start getting a little bit sick. But that's besides the fact.
Thanks for the public service announcement about drinking too much carbonated sweetened beverage, otherwise known as soda.
Yes.
But, you know, Ryan here with the health tips, just trying to look out for everybody's, you know, well-being. What a good dude. Speaking of, I'm just curious because we're not speaking of well-being, but I think it might be something to do with being. What's up with all the flamingos?
Flamingos?
Have you not seen them?
No.
Where do you live? Like, what apart? You're in Yorktown.
Yeah, I live in Yorktown when
okay,
I'm here.
So you
in
took
the
shuttle
school.
Over. All right. Well, I walked out of my apartment today, and there's these just flamingos, pink flamingos everywhere, like the lawn ornaments. I don't know where they came from. They're on the volleyball court. They're actually near the shuttle stop for Yorktown. They're like in trees and in front of door. God, is it like Pink Flamingo Day?
I wonder what happened if Arnie just actually brought like real live. Pink flamingos here.
You know, that would be dope if people brought this in. So anyway, June 23rd is National Pink Flamingo Day, so I have no clue why these flamingos are around here. All right?
Probably just to get into the spring-summer mood.
You think pink flamingos to get into spring and summer? What are you doing with your life?
I'm just guessing, man.
I'm thinking pink flamingo. I mean, I guess summer, but I'm not thinking like... I don't think it would get me in the mood for summer. Like, oh, yeah, hey, you see that pink flamingo? Oh, yeah, Bob. Oh, I think it's really getting me in the mood. Yeah, me too, Bob. What? No.
I'm just guessing. And just an FYI, spring is 2 days away.
Yeah, spring is 2 days away. What's the temperature going to be in 2 days?
That's
going to be negative 23 and bitterly cold because Pittsburgh is stupid and global warming is even dumber.
Wow.
I hate the weather because I hate what people have done.
What's
Wednesday. The weather
in 2 days? Oh, it's actually going to be pretty decent.
What is it?
Mostly cloudy, but 53.
Break your shorts out, everybody. It's going to be 53. Last time it was 53, it was way too hot. I was sweating.
53, mostly cloudy, low of 39.
All right, what about wind? Is there any wind?
10 miles an hour.
I mean, that's not terrible. What about the day after? What's Thursday looking like?
Morning showers.
Ryan and Charles.
Morning showers. 47. Low is 33. With 50% chance of rain.
Oh my God! See, now that's the stuff I'm talking about. Spring sucks because once April comes around, you got your April showers, bringing May flowers, I guess. But
yeah.
It all just looks gray and sad.
Yeah.
People are so upset about winter because it's cold and stuff. It's like at least in winter you're happy. You know, you got your movies of the Christmas variety, your holidays. You get to stay inside with people, play games and all that. Whenever it becomes like spring, though, it's like, oh, it's warm outside, but it's raining.
Yeah, that's the
downfall.
Those
are the worst parts of the year. Like, people complain about winter. I don't mind the snow because you can be out in the snow. You can be out in the rain, but it's just not as fun.
Yeah.
You get all wet and sad and cold. Mm-hmm. And you got to come take a shower because it's bone-chillingly cold. But to get over those blues, go ahead and visit any of the events that we have spoken about today. And remember, your friendly neighborhood magicians have sponsored this episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. So get yourself fooled or get yourself not fooled and start fooling people with some magic tricks that you can learn. There's YouTube tutorials. There's a place down on Southside. There's everything under the moon that you can do. So, yeah, until next week.
Yep.
I think it's been a good episode. We say toodaloo.
Yep. See ya.